So Mike Sanderson, thanks for joining me today.
No trouble.
So we're here at the opening. Why did Go Outdoors get involved in the trail?
Well, basically, it came about with Ride Sheffield doing the crowdfunding to do this project. Myself and a few of the other guys at Go Outdoors, a lot of keen cyclists at Go Outdoors, were out riding our bikes, and we'd all chipped in £10, £20, whatever we could do. We were talking about, we're actually very close to here riding our bikes, and we were like, oh, wouldn't it be great to kind of get the trail up and running, and I wonder how long it'll be, all those kind of questions. And then we just kind of came to the conclusion of, you know, would Go be interested? And we kind of pitched it to the bosses and said, you know, what a wonderful idea it is, and the other opportunities within the woodland with horse riding, and there's potential for a campsite and bouldering and other things like that. So it was kind of like, you know, that's where it came about, really. So
you pitched it to the bosses. Were you pushing it an open door, or did you have to do a little bit of convincing? You were all obviously convinced yourselves.
Yeah, I think that basically once the Ride Sheffield guys and then also John Dallow from the Sheffield County, Sheffield Council, kind of showed them the plans and what was going to happen and what other potential prospects could be in there. You know, it was an easy sell, to be fair, for Go. And say with Sheffield being the home of Go and Calibre, our own brand bikes being developed in and around this location, it makes perfect sense. So
the timing's nice with the launch of your own brand, Calibre bikes, and particularly a new full suspension bike as well.
Yeah, so we've just launched the Boss Nut, which has just got 10 out of 10 in NBR magazine, which is a real nice accolade to have. Those guys at NBR certainly know their stuff, but they don't give out 10 out of 10s very often. Yeah, we're really proud of that bike, and it's a perfect sort of bike to take on these trails you know, sort of learn to ride, you know, faster and better. But by no means this trail is, you know, built for intermediate, more advanced and beginners as well. So,
and that's the beauty of this trail. The trail has something for everyone.
It really does, yeah. So it's kind of like, you know, I would imagine like if you had to grade it, it's a blue graded trail. But the guys that built it have really kind of used the land to the best advantage. So to roll it through and everything, there's no jumps that require you to do them or any drops or anything like that. But then as you kind of progress as a rider, that you'll be starting to ride it faster. Then everything becomes a little bit more challenging as things come to you quicker and more sort of challenging speed. So.
Well, here's to the launch of the trail and to the development of the next stage as well. Mike, thanks very much for joining me.
Thanks very much.
So Barry, thanks for joining me, part of the Go Outdoors team. Yeah. What's your role here, Barry?
Yeah, I'm head of cycling.
And so cycling, Go Outdoors, natural fit with this project, of course.
It's a great fit, yeah.
Yeah, as we've heard from Mike.
And yeah, Go Outdoors, born and bred in Sheffield as well.
Yeah, indeed. So the funding was already doing really well, the crowdfunding.
Yes.
And loads of your team had put personally into that. And as we've heard from Mike, they talked to head office about supporting it. Now, how much did Go Outdoors have to put in to make this happen?
I think in all we've agreed to support the project for about 60,000. It's 20,000 per trail over 3 years.
And so that's to make it each of the three parts of the full trail happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's the sort of the general maintenance and annual upkeep of the trail. Yeah. So we've agreed to fund it to 60,000.
And your commitment to that, obviously, something like today, it's a fantastic platform for exposure and for talking about your bikes and showing people what your bikes are capable of as well. But it's important as well in terms of business and local community and cyclists working together. Is that something that Go Outdoors has always done, or is supporting something like this a new departure for
you?
Yeah,
I think so. With Go Outdoors, I think the entire team are, you know, we've lots and lots of passionate cyclists in head office, and Go's always looking to sort of figure out how do you put back in the community or give back in the community. This isn't so much about kind of business and exposure. It's much more about this is a Sheffield project, first of its kind. It's a trail centre on a national park, and it's just a great opportunity and something really exciting to be part of. It probably doesn't make great business sense, but it's just something we're all passionate about. You know, the founder, John Graham, you know, he's always trying to give back to the local community. He's very involved in mountain rescue. He just loves this area. You know, the Peak District's kind of home to a lot of our team.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for making it happen, Barry. And, let's go and enjoy the trail.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Chris, John, thanks for joining me. Exciting day, exciting time for city, exciting time for cyclists here in Sheffield. Now, in a time of local authorities being subject to more and more pressures, on budgets. This is a really innovative project in terms of how it's come together, how it's been funded. Tell me about your involvement in making it happen.
Well, I'll go first, but I won't want to take any credit for it because Mr. Dallow here has been far more involved than I have. But I think that the point that you raise is absolutely fundamental here. With the City Council facing, you know, unprecedented cuts, this partnership between the private sector and, if you like, the voluntary sector, crowdsource funding is a fantastic example of how Sheffield people and Sheffield businesses can come to make a really great offer for mountain bikers within Lady Canning's plantation.
And a great offer for mountain bikers, innovative partnership, as you say, Chris. John, the offer here supplements what we already have in Sheffield in terms of Parkwood Springs, which I know you were heavily involved in making happen, fantastic city centre resource, and then the natural resource outside of Sheffield, the Peak District, much of which was in the Sheffield city boundaries, and which is a huge draw for people in Sheffield. So this is all supplementary, additional, new, exciting. But interestingly, a good link between the city and the Peak District.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think the thing around Lady Canning's it is all about a link, really. It's, you know, we're lucky enough in Sheffield that we've got a third of the city in the Peak National Park. We've got these facilities elsewhere. To me, it's about incorporating into how you already use the city. You know, it's not about coming here as a destination, but it's hopping on your bike and riding out and using it to link into the natural resources that are already out there. And I think that goes across the board, be it, you know, cycling on or off road, walking, you know, running, climbing, or, you know, horse riding, and all the different activities and sports that happen in our, you know, our woodlands, our naturalistic spaces and our parks. And yeah, I think it's just great that we've all managed to work together. You know, it's a new partnership, and it's been great to see us, you know, learn together. So yeah.
Well, congratulations on making it happen. Chris, John, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
You're welcome, thank you.
So I'm here with Annie Last. Annie, thanks for joining me today. You've just ridden the trail, first loop. How was it?
Oh, it was amazing, yeah. It's obviously first time down, and it was great. Really, really good trail, really fun, flowy, really good.
And as a competitive mountain biker at the highest level, what sort of benefit will you get from having this resource here in Sheffield?
Oh, massive. It's just on the edge of the city, so it's really accessible. But for me, it's just great to have really good trails close to the door that you can just come and train on. So for me, it's going to be a really good training venue for me to come in, do some technical training on, or some effort training. And with it being really a good mountain bike trail, it's really specific to my races, so it'd be a great race replica as well.
So that specificity is fantastic for you for training, that's great. But the beauty is also that the trail is so open to all.
Yeah, exactly. It's the sort of trail where for all levels of riding you can get something out of it. You can ride it if you not if you're like a novice, not very confident, you can pick your way down. But also for people who've got amazing technical skills, they can really push it and get things as well. But also with it being so easily accessible from the roads and stuff, it's easy to come up and get onto it. And also it's got great links into other trails in the Peak District, so it's perfect.
Those linkages are great too, as we've heard from you and from John and from Chris earlier. Linking this trail with longer rides gives a more technical, a more demanding ride, a more interesting ride for you.
Yeah, exactly. It's you can either do it on your way out or on your way back, or use it in the middle of loops, and it really adds. You've got a lot of kind of basic bridleways are quite like flat and open in this area, so to be able to link in some of those with this great, like we said, fun technical trail is really good. It really adds to the riding or to the training.
And training, of course, is something that must figure hugely in your calendar.
Yeah.
so what's the current schedule in terms of training?
So at the minute we're in the middle of the race season.
Yeah.
So we just had a World Cup weekend before last, and then national championships, European World Cups, that sort of thing. So at the minute my training is that really specific stuff. So yeah, it's about coming out and getting the mountain bike trails and riding hard.
Annie, thanks very much for joining me, and all the best in the series.
Thank you very much.
Pat, you've just ridden a trail. What do you think of it?
It's absolutely fantastic. Absolutely flows like magic, much longer than, frankly, anybody could have expected in the land that we've got here. It's fast, it's interesting, it's technical, it's lovely. And it's you can be ridden by a beginner and be ridden by, as you've seen, Petey. So anybody can ride it. And I'm aiming to be the oldest person to ride it at 72 in August.
Well, congratulations. But maybe not for long. I'm sure
someone will beat that. Yeah. But no, I'm hoping it's a really good gateway to the peak, because the Peak District riding's quite hard, and for beginners it's very hard. So here they've got a more controlled environment. They can get into it, ride it slowly, bring the kids, enjoy it, have a really good fun. It's brilliant. Yeah.
Lovely.
Well
Thanks.
Done, Ride Sheffield.
Fantastic. Thanks, okay. Pat, for joining me.
Okay. Bye.
Joe, what do you think of the trail?
It's awesome. Yeah. I can't believe how well they've kind of utilised this whole bit of wood. It feels like it kind of goes on 3 times as long as it should do, which is a good thing. And I think it's good for kind of any abilities as well. I mean, it'll be perfect for beginners because you can kind of go any speed, but at the same time, for the good guys like Steve, Pete and Annie Laster here today, they can kind of go their speed and enjoy it too. So, and I think it's the perfect link, finally, from the Peak District into kind of the urban Sheffield side of town now. And it's kind of, it's finally, link. Yeah, it's just bridged the gap now from out in the countryside into the city, so it's perfect, yeah. So.
And really lovely story of how it's been funded from individuals supporting the crowdfunding campaign, yeah. And business.
Yeah, yeah, because I think crowdfunding for trails like this, I think it's quite a new thing, but it's been perfect. I mean, the whole Sheffield's, it's such a good outdoor community that they've all come together and managed to, you know, bring in £15,000, and with the help of Go Outdoors as well, it's cool. I think it kind of shows a lot about the community in Sheffield and how kind of strong it is at the moment. So yeah, it's good.
It certainly does. Joe, thanks for joining me.
No worries. Cheers.
Si Turner, Cotic Bikes. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So the crowdfunding here, it's all your fault.
Yeah, kind of. It was, the idea came up at a meeting, just like, how can we lay our hands on the money.
Yeah.
John from the council had said, you know, he was open to the trail, but obviously there was no funding available from that sort of point of view. And we thought, well, you know, maybe crowdfunding might be the way forward. And we hummed and hawed a little bit. And then one Friday, I rather high-handedly just decided to do it because I have access to the mailing list on Ride Sheffield. So we sent out the bank details and the PayPal account, and I sent it to all my press contacts and said, gives you money. And the guy who was the treasurer at the time, on that Friday night, he just texted me saying, my phone is going mental. Like, it was just PayPal, like £10, £20, £50, £10, £20, £5. And it just, that Friday night, I think we got over £1,000 on that first Friday
straight
night.
Away.
It
yeah.
was it was unbelievable. Yeah. So that was amazing, really. And yeah, it went from there.
It went from there, and it grew to about 15,000 in total.
Well,
crowdfunding.
Yeah, I mean, it went in steps. I mean, originally we thought we were going to need about £8,000 or £9,000 because we were going to volunteer build it. But then Parkwood opened on the other side of town, Parkwood Springs, and that got so much use and yes. so much hammer that council landowners said, you know what, this can't be volunteer built. It's going to be. It's yes. got to be professionally built. It's going to get absolutely, it's going to get used so much. So the guys from Bike Track stepped in, said, you know, yeah, we'll build it, but it's £20,000. So then we had to go out again to everyone and say, you know, guys, you know, change of plan. This is this, that's that. We did fundraisers. We did all sorts of things. So anyway, in the end, we did raise the money. We raised, just from personal contributions, just all of those £5, £10, £15, £20 from local people all over the country, we raised over £8,000. Norton Mayfield Architects, local company, put in £5,000. Cotic put in £2,000. We have a thing where we put in, we contribute to local trail funding every year, and this
yeah.
year it was this. Avanti Conveyors, they put in £500, so it's like £7,500 from local businesses. And then, as Mike from Go Outdoors has probably explained, you know, they saw an opportunity
yes.
because we had a plan for hopefully doing more. So they said, well, we'll come in to get you to the 20, but we'll also put in, we'll commit to, you know, supporting getting all the rest of the trails built as well. So
yeah,
so yeah, it's been a real group effort. It's been absolutely amazing. But yeah, and then here we are today. We're on the new trail.
Here we are. New trail is open.
Yeah, and it's surpassed even my wildest expectations. Jordan, the guys at Bike Track, have done an amazing job.
Yep.
They really have. I mean, I've just been having the most fun riding down it today, but I'm going to be back up here at the weekend with my kids, the 7 and 9, and they're going to be absolutely loving it as well. It's just...
That's the thing. It's accessible for kids. It's accessible for all.
Well, this was the pitch we made from the very, very start. Is the whole thing is that, right, it's hard to progress on bikes in Sheffield. You've got the parks, you've got some brilliant access out into the peak. You can maybe do Houndkirk Moor. It's beautiful, but... Then you head off Jumbles Road, you go to Blackamoor. Yeah. It steps up in technical level quite quickly. So we wanted something on this side of the city that would link in with the parks and people coming out of the city, but also help people progress, help kids progress, so that when they do get a bit more confident, they can maybe go and do some of that stuff and go and enjoy some of the other riding that Sheffield's sort of rightly famous for.
So. Famous for indeed. And talking about fame and legendary bike manufacturer here in the city, or here on the edge of the city.
Legend, you're very kind. But yes, bike company in the city, absolutely love it, yeah.
Is it difficult being a British brand, or do people have an affinity with you because you're a British brand?
No, it's amazing being a British brand. I mean, particularly, people in the UK, the UK is a big mountain bike market, and people want to buy British brands. We do things, just slightly differently that make things a little bit better for UK riders, for UK conditions. They trust that our bikes are going to last, maybe, because we ride in the grit and in the rain and all of that kind of stuff. But particularly being associated with Sheffield, I mean, I moved up here a few years ago and, it's home. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love the scene here. And, Sheffield just is world renowned for its mountain biking. It's, with PT, with Annie, all the other, bike brands that are based here, the things that go on. I mean, the scene is so strong and it means something to come from Sheffield, and I couldn't be happier to be part of that.
Si, that's great. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.
So I'm here with Steve Peat, multiple world champion. Steve, what do you think of the trail?
I'm over the moon. I mean, they've done an awesome job building the trail. We've just been doing a couple of laps now, and the very first lap that I did, I was just loving it, just up and down, over the bumps, in and out of the turns, and just pumping along. Almost a kilometre of trail where you just pump and don't have to pedal, really, so fun.
Pump, swoop, brilliant. Obviously really enjoyable for you and for riders of your calibre. We've also heard how accessible the trail is as well.
Oh, it's brilliant. We've got Pat here today. She's 71, I think, at the moment. And I've just watched her go down, pulling little wheelies, jumping over little bits, and actually showing the skills that she's learned from riding local trails in Sheffield over the years, just up and down, pumping. And there's also some little kids just rode down there, which I think little kids at that age being able to ride a trail like this, I would have loved it if I had something like this at that age. So it'll bring their skills on no end.
It'll bring their skills and their enjoyment, and it just makes it so accessible for people, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You're straight into Lady Canning's here and straight into the trailhead, and it's just an awesome feature for this part of the city.
It is, and this comes after Parkwood Springs, which has been phenomenally successful, hugely popular in Sheffield as well.
Parkwood was the first sort of thing we really did in this area, and it's been brilliant. Lots of kids ride there now, and people of all ages, to be honest. So it's just if we can expand and do more of this stuff throughout Sheffield, then
it's good for the city, it's good for the economy, it's good for health, well-being as well. But it's an interesting story of how this has happened, isn't it, with people funding it, putting their own hand in their own pocket to make it happen, and then local businesses get involved, council helping as well.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. Everyone's just rallied together, and it's just good to get the local community all together helping out, and now we've got an awesome trail that will be here for years to come. Job well done for everyone.
Absolutely. And what's next for you? You've famously been injured this year.
Yeah, I've had an ACL reconstruction about 3 or 4 months ago, so I really have knocked myself out for this season. So I don't know, probably not get to race before the end of this season, but I've got a couple of trips coming up. I'm off to Iceland and Norway doing a couple of different film trips, so still keeping busy
while
doing the rehab,
getting fitter. All right, well, all the best with the recovery there, Steve. Thanks for joining us today.
No probs. Cheers.